Copy Me, Copy Cup by Richard Edwards. It was spring in the North Woods and the bears were out exploring. Everything his mother did, the cub did too. When his mother splashed through a swamp, the cub splashed through a swamp. When his mother sat down for a scratch, the cub sat down for a scratch. "You know what you are," said the mother bear. "You're a little copy cub." From spring into summer, the bears wandered, looking for good things to eat. When his mother picked berries, Copy Cub picked berries. When his mother climbed a tree for honey, Copy Cub climbed a tree for honey. "Yes, you're my own little copy cub," his mother said, giving him a hug. Autumn came and the days grew colder. One morning, when the bears awoke, there was frost on the ground. "It's time for us to go to our cave," said the mother bear. "Winter's coming and soon it'll be too cold to stay outside. The bear cave will shelter us from the snow. Follow me, Copy Cub, and keep close behind." His mother lolloped through the trees. Copy Cub lolloped through the trees. His mother waded streams. Copy Cub waded streams. It was a long journey for a small bear. Copy Cub tried his best to keep up, but he was beginning to feel tired when something cold and wet touched the end of his nose. It was beginning to snow. Snow fell quickly, snow fell thickly, blowing into Copy Cub's eyes so he could hardly see the way. Ice fringed his fur and his paws were numb with cold. He couldn't go one step further. All he wanted to do was lie down and sleep. But his mother came back for him. "You can't sleep here or you'll freeze," she said. "Come on, Copy Cub. The cave's not fair. Just a few more steps. Copy me." His mother took a step. Copy Cub took a step. His mother took another step. Copy Cub took another step. And another, until... "We're here, Copy Cub." In a tumble of rocks was the entrance to the bear cave. Soon they were inside. The cave was quiet and dry and carpeted with leaves. Copy Cub's mother hugged him until he was warm. "We're safe now," she said. "Soon we'll be sleeping tight, and when we wake up, it'll be sunny spring again." They watched the snow falling outside, then they snuggled down into the leaves. His mother yawned. Copy Cub yawned. His mother put her arms round Copy Cub. Copy Cub put his arms round his mother. His mother said, "Good night. See you in the springtime." But Copy Cub didn't answer. He was already asleep.